Hi, I'm Annie Schneider from Plymouth, and against, I guess, popular opinion, I'm not a subversive.
Hold on one second.
I first of all would like to also start by thanking Governor Maggie Hassan for her comments in the Boston Globe. Her eloquent letter was a voice of reason in what has turned out to be a logic-free zone. It looks to me like, please God, the tide is turning and we are getting better attention. We are getting more truth out day to day, and she has helped us with that as well as some of our other politicians. So the tides are starting to turn. On the way into town tonight, I was coming back from work and I saw all the signs there, and they made me laugh, and I couldn't quite figure that out. My boyfriend's opinion was different. He was quite furious. I thought it was funny because it seemed, I don't know how many of you remember Mr. Magoo, but he was a guy who went through everything oblivious to what was happening. To me, Northern Pass has treated us the same way, with the evil twin of Mr. Magoo completely oblivious to the truth, to the opinion, to the facts, to the jobs that we have already lost. We don't stand to lose them. We have already lost them due to their threat. So I also, one of the things we have lost, any of the realtors in here can tell you that we've already lost sales, we've lost remodels. In the state of New Hampshire, many people, myself included, being narcissistic, our homes are our retirement plan. When your home is threatened and the value of your home is threatened, I don't have anyone else stepping up to the plate with a retirement plan for me, and many people here are in the same boat. We are not arguing the voracious appetite for electricity. We are arguing this project, how it will be provided, what it has happened already to start it, and what would happen to our state to provide it to those with the appetite. Thank you for listening.